Hey, y'all. I can't believe this is episode 13. And today I'm just having a candid conversation with my girl from high school, and we're talking about VSG. And you're like, what's VSG? We'll sit back and kick it with King, and you can find out. Doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored, girl, so I can't complain.
Hello.
So, let the people know who we're speaking to. What is your name, sweetie?
Hi, everybody. My name is Terry. If you follow me, you know me as TT Got BSG, but yes, my name is Terry.
Okay, so hey, Miss TT Got BSG, okay?
Yes.
So let's, for one, I want to ask you questions about leading up to VSG, but I just want to know, what made you start the Instagram page so that way, because now we at 10K,
I
girl,
know, right? That's a blessing in itself because honestly, I wasn't going to start, I wasn't going to document my journey with weight loss or my weight loss surgery. I was just going to take a break from Instagram and then pop up and be skinny on my personal Instagram page. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, I really want to come out about this because everything that I was battling and going through prior to having my surgery, I just feel like I could really reach people. But putting myself out there is just not something that I'm good at. And my friend just encouraged me and was just like, I really think you should do it. You have a personality for it. You don't know who you will be touching. So I just started it from then, but it was at all not my intentions. I was not going to document my journey in the beginning.
And that is like for you being that, that person, that vulnerability to get someone else who may have questions or just following your journey so that they can also take this step. And it's like, wow, I just was telling my story and then boom, 10K. Like, I was like, dang, girl, okay. I see you've been doing a lot of interviews with other people with their weight loss journey. And this one girl I had started following too. I want to say her name is Rochelle Monique. Is that her name?
Yes.
And
Yeah. My friend.
I was like, oh, look, she's commenting on my. I know TT got VSG in real life. And then that lady with a blue check, she is following her. Like, oh my
Yes.
goodness, look at you out here networking. You know what I'm saying? Got your own little followers. I was like, okay, girl. So let's talk about VSG. What is VSG?
So VSG is vertical sleeve gastrectomy. It is a weight loss surgery. It is a tool. We'll get into that later because people like to say weight loss surgery is the easy way out, but it is a tool that helps you to meet your weight goals. Basically, what happens is depending upon your surgeon, they will let you know the percentage of your stomach they're going to take off. For me, my surgeon took off 85% of my stomach. Which basically, obviously, because my stomach is smaller, it limits the amount of food that I can eat. And that's pretty much how you lose weight, because you can't eat a lot.
Okay, so this it seems to be a little bit more popular nowadays, or I don't necessarily want to say that it's more popular, but I do know like several people who have had the surgery, and I've seen like several different types of results. So there's some people who I feel like went from they were thick, and now I'm like, oh wait, you look sick skinny. Then there's some people who's like, damn, okay, honey, what's up? Like you, I didn't even know you had the surgery because I'm thinking like everybody get the surgery, then they end up looking like a crackhead. But
Oh,
that's not always the case. So
wow.
what is what's the difference? Like how do people, some people are losing weight gradually and then some people kind of lose the weight drastically, or is it just
It's not.
kind of contingent upon like your body?
I think it's contingent upon your body. Now, one thing that you did say that VSG is popular. I think the reason why it's popular is because it's less invasive as far as the other weight loss surgeries that you have, because you have like gastric bypass. And with gastric bypass, they cut you open, they reroute your intestines, and that's a lot more invasive. Me being in my early 30s, I didn't want to have a major surgery like that. So mine was laparoscopic. Like they just put the little incisions in your stomach, they go in with the camera and do it that way. So, I mean, any surgery is a major surgery, but I just felt a little bit more comfortable with it not being as invasive. As far as how you lose, I mean, your surgeon will tell you if you weigh more, then you'll lose more faster. And that really just depends upon your BMI and your height. I really just feel like it depends upon your body because, I mean, I've lost 126 pounds, but gratefully, I don't want to say I look like a crackhead, like you said.
No, you don't look, you don't look like a crackhead.
Like
You
you
don't.
said, but I just think it just depends upon your body. I'm tall, and that's why a lot of my weight is more, it looks proportionate because I'm 5'8", So it just really just depends upon your body. But I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it, and I have no idea.
Yes, because I was like, I'm like, oh my goodness, wait, hold on. That made me nervous. So I never would have even thought that you were interested in this surgery. I mean, I feel like you had exuded so much confidence. Like I mean, what led you to want the surgery? Was it like health reasons, or was it like more so I want to look like something else, or I just want to feel more comfortable? Like what led you to the surgery?
Well, to have the surgery, that for me, the physical aspect of it was not even anything that I was thinking about. Like, of course, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to look different, right? But that wasn't my main reason for having the weight loss surgery. I didn't even really think about that in the beginning. It was just where I was emotionally and internally at the time. I just felt like I was in a position, in a place in my life where I was stuck and so stagnant. And yeah, I was confident. I felt good about myself, but a lot of times that was a facade because there would be times where I didn't want to look in the mirror, or when I would hop out the shower, I would hurry up and run out the bathroom so I wouldn't have to see myself naked. Health reasons, at the time I was living in an apartment, I was on the third floor. I had to have my sofa right by the door because by the time I got to the top, I felt like I was going to pass out. Things like that. Like, I wanted to be healthy, I wanted to feel better about myself. And the trigger for me was I had taken my son to an amusement park, and I'm like deathly afraid of roller coasters. I do not like them. I'm afraid of heights. And my son was telling me that he was afraid too. And I was like, okay, no, I don't want to project this fear on you. I'm 33 years old. I've never been on a daggone Ferris wheel, So I'm like, I don't want to project these fears onto you. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna swallow my fears, and we're gonna get on the roller coaster together. So I get on the roller coaster, girl, and I could not fit. They like the little, the constraint they put down on you. It would not buckle, and it goes to show how sometimes we're so much in denial. Because I mean, I was 330 pounds. Why was I surprised that I couldn't fit on this ride? But I was like flabbergasted. Like, what you mean I can't fit? Like, I had an attitude with the lady and everything. She was just like, no, kept trying, and she was like, I'm sorry, ma'am. You can't fit. And to For me, out of everything else that I was feeling, how I wasn't happy, how I wasn't pleased in my life, that right there was the icing on the cake. And I was like, okay, girl, you're going to have to do something. So that was pretty much what triggered it for me.
When we take our so our son's birthday is in September, so it's like right before Labor Day, 9 times out of 10, or it's like right after Labor Day, depending upon when Labor Day falls, right? And so each year we've kind of gotten away from like really doing birthday parties. Like we've been going to different amusement parks. So like, one year we went to Sesame Place, we went to Hershey Park, so forth and so on. So I do remember like my fear is that I'm going to try to get on the roller coaster and I'm not going to be able to get in with him. Like I'm not going to fit. Like so this year, due to COVID, we took him to the go-kart track and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to fit in this damn car. Girl, I did, but it was like burly. And like that's how it felt. So I sympathize with you for that. Like I really understand that feeling. Like and then it's like I want to do something to fix that. I don't want to end up where it's like somebody has to tell me you can't ride this ride. So That bit of transparency, girl, it makes me feel like, okay, I ain't the only person who be out here feeling like that. Like, that's my fear. I just don't want to be, because I don't know how I'm going to feel. I don't know if I'm going to be like, it's going to be an eye opener, or if it's just going to be embarrassing. Like, because I knew it, I thought it in the back of my head, but I didn't want anybody else to tell me that. Like, so, you know, certain things I kind of avoid because I'm like, I can't fit in that. I can't do that. Mm-mm. No, I can't do that.
My advice to you, because I used to do that too, put limitations on myself prior, before trying anything because of my weight. And as I tell the people that follow me on my Instagram page, don't put limitations on you. Live now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you never know. There, you may be able to fit in on the roller coaster, or it may not even be an issue, or you may be able to get into the go-kart. So I put a lot of limitations on myself because of my weight. Like, I've never been on an airplane.
You've never been on an airplane?
No, because I was too scared for anybody to say anything as far as, oh, no, you can't fit. So that's all about to change, though. But I put a lot of limitations on myself, you know, because of my weight. So my advice to you is to everybody is to live now. Like, go ahead and start and try now.
So don't worry, because for my birthday last year, we got on a plane, and yeah. I was like, I'm too big for the, like, seatbelt. Like, I was like, the seatbelt is tight as hell. Like, they was probably about to have to give me the little extender thing. That's how I was feeling. And so my husband's always like, girl, you are not that big. But I'm like, I don't think people realize, like, because of us being tall, mm-hmm. that how much weight we're actually carrying. So that's being true. Being very transparent with my listeners and your, you know, whoever you bring to listen to the show, like, I'm almost 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. And people were like, what? You're almost 300 pounds. I'm like, yeah, I'm for real, like 298, but basically mm-hmm. 300, you know, like I'm a sneeze away. So mm-hmm. I'm like, so I had those same fears, like, what's that movie? Why Did I Get Married? When Jill Scott mm-hmm. was getting on the plane, they told her she was going to have to buy two seats. I was like, they're going to tell me I have to buy two seats because I'm going to take up two seats. And my husband would be like, girl, no, you're not. And I'm like, Yes, I am. You. So it's like, I don't know, from him looking at me, does he not feel what I feel? You know, clearly he does not feel what I feel. Like, you don't see what I see. Like, you
right. think. And that's my husband. I can attest to the fact that he loves you very much. And he doesn't see, I mean, he sees your beauty. He doesn't see how you feel. I mean, that's clear. If he's saying, mm-hmm. what do you mean you're not going to fit on this? What do you know, you're not even that big, which was something that people said to me all the time, you know? So no, I mean, I don't think that he, you know, feels how you feel, but what matters is how you feel.
Right. No one thinks you big until mm-hmm. they see your panties when they're not on your butt. And they're like, damn, look at your drawers.
You are so crazy.
That's your slingshot, girl. Look like a parachute. I'd be like, hey, chill out now. Chill out. Shout out to me.
Right, I'm calm down.
Savage Fenty, though. That Savage Fenty. She got me feeling real cute, even though my girl's real big.
So, but it's still sexy. Shout out to Rihanna. Sexy. That is very
shout
true.
Out to Rihanna, okay. So, my question to you was, you know, after that incident with you and the roller coaster, was that like your awakening, like your wake up call? Were you like, I need to do something about this? And what was your first, I need to do something about this? Was it, I'm gonna go on a strict diet, I'm gonna work out, get a personal trainer? Or did you kind of go from, I can't fit in the roller coaster, I'm getting surgery?
So I had played around with diet and, you know, eating healthy, minimizing my portions, no carbs. I had tried that. And when that initially happened, I was like, all right, I really, really need to get serious, like, with my dieting, right? And no shade to anybody who has lost weight naturally, as they say. You are the real MVP. We all are. But to do all of, for me, it was like I would be doing all that work for weeks at a time. And then I get on a scale and I weigh myself and I've only lost 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as simple as eating right, working out, drinking water. It really has to do with your metabolism, you know, how your body is structured, how you're going to lose weight. And I was just like, I'm in my 30s. I don't have a million years to drop 30 pounds, you know. So I did continue with eating healthy and changing the way that I ate and minimizing my portions. And I also called and was like, can we schedule this appointment for a weight loss surgery program? And I also think that's why I was successful in my weight loss and I lost my weight so fast, because I had already begun training myself on how to eat and what not to eat and minimizing my portions. I did that before I even started the program.
Okay. And so when you started the program, I know it's different for different health insurance carriers. So some people, when you go in, you have to lose a certain amount of weight before you can qualify, or sometimes when you go in, the weight that you start at, like when you first go to your appointment, you can't gain any more weight than that. So is that like your starting point? So how did it work for you? Did you have to lose weight beforehand, or what you came in was your starting weight and you couldn't gain any more than that?
Right, that was it. I didn't have to lose any weight per se, but I couldn't gain any more. They would just like you to remain, you know, where you were, don't gain any weight.
And so, back to being transparent with you. So, was this, I think it was towards the end of last year. Well, let me tell you this story first.
Okay.
So, in June of last year, this lady came to my job and she was selling chairs, right? And so she was like, you know, she had brought us several chairs to sample out. So, you know, different people in the office had sat in these chairs and, you know, kind of testing them out for like three to four days out of the week. And, you know, we've rotated them off. So I fell in love with this chair and I was like, oh my God, I really love this chair. I want this chair. And I mean, for real, I really love the chair. And so when she came, she was like, can I ask you a question? So I was like, sure. And she was like, well, I just want to know how much you weigh. And so I'm looking at her like, what? Like, she really gonna ask me how much I weigh? Like, girl, you was a woman. You ain't supposed to ask my age. You ain't supposed to ask me how much I weigh. Like, what are you doing? So anyways, I respond, you know, like with how much I weigh or whatever. And she's like, oh, well, don't gain any more because this chair can't exceed 300 pounds. Or the warranty is invalid. And I was like, so now, bitch, I don't want your motherfucking chair.
Right.
I didn't want the chair. So, no, I didn't get the chair. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want anybody to get a chair. How about that? That's how I felt.
Right.
Because I'm like, she could have easily worded that in a way where it's like, you know, okay, so certain chairs have weight limits. You know, it still would have been slightly offensive, but I understand you're doing your job. So, of course, we don't want to buy a chair and then, you know, I'm too heavy for it. The chair breaks and then we can't get any money for it because I broke the chair or whatever. But I was, like, so flabbergasted by that, right? And so, you know, I just really couldn't believe she asked me about the weight for the chair. So, you know, we go down the line or whatever, and then I'm like, oh, you know, several of my friends have done the surgery. You know, I'm seeing people on social media talking about it. You know, like the young lady, Rochelle Monique, I started following her. She had popped up on, I don't know, she did an interview with somebody, but I started following her too. And then, so I scheduled an appointment and went to the doctor so I could see about me getting the surgery, right? But when you go to that first meeting and it's kind of like, they tell you, they give you all that, like, all the big picture and like that little hour or two, I was scared.
It's an overload of information.
Yeah, so like you can't take this type of medicine anymore. Like what? You can't take Tylenol or Aleve or something.
You can't take any type of antacid. I can't have Motrin, Aleve. I can only take Tylenol basically.
Okay, so you can only take Tylenol. So then, you know, hearing that, the thing about the straw, the chewing the gum, like, I was, like, so nervous, like, so scared. So, needless to say, I haven't, you know, Corona came too, so it's not like I really had much time to kind of get myself together to, follow up and go on with the plan, but it's just like, so is that initial consultation just like, it basically, is that to weed out the weaklings? Because that's what it did. Somebody's right home running, like, I'm gonna try to lose the weight on my own, and then my ass still over here eating Krispy Kreme. So what's that?
Well, I love Krispy Kreme, so trust and believe, you're not the only one. But so this is the beginning. Yes, that's what they're trying to do. First of all, they're trying to make sure that if you're in the program, because so many people want to be in this program, right? So they want to make sure that you're going to be able to follow directions and you're going to do what they say. Okay. I hate to say this because anybody who's listening to this and they're going to have the surgery, listen to your surgeon 100%. As you progress after having your surgery, you'll learn that you can tweak it a little bit. You know, like, I drink out of a straw. What do you think? I'm going to go to a restaurant and drink off the glass? You know? So, yes, I drink out of a straw. I do. And I'm okay. The reason why they don't want you to is because you might get air, and those air pockets in your stomach, they do hurt. But you'll burp it. You know, you'll burp eventually. But a lot of it is kind of like a scare tactic, and they just want you to be, like, really, really strict. Like, I'm almost 14 months out. I've only gotten sick once. Twice. I'm lying. I threw up maybe 2 weeks out because I was just being really ugly, and I wanted a piece of chicken. And I wasn't even hungry. It was just that I had been on that pre-op diet for 2 weeks prior to surgery, so all I was drinking was liquids. And then after you have the surgery, you're on a liquid diet for another 3 weeks. So I was making chicken or something for the boys, and I was just like, let me just have a bite, a little bite. So I had a bite, and everything went down smooth, and I was like, oh, I'm good. Girl, 45 minutes later, I was like trying to regurgitate. I couldn't. It was just a mess. And then I probably got sick maybe about 2 weeks ago off of some Alfredo. And it's not even sick. Like, you just, I hate throw up, but you just throw up and then you're fine. But out of 13 months, that's only happened to me twice.
And so is it like you shouldn't be eating pasta, or maybe you ate too much pasta?
I've had pasta before. I think it was just like the creaminess of the Alfredo from that particular restaurant just didn't sit with me.
Oh, okay. So to the people like me who goes to the initial consultation and runs away scared, like, oh my God, I can't take a leave. I can't drink out of a straw. I can't chew the gum. It's like stick through.
You can chew gum.
Yes,
you can chew gum, girl. Now, the Aleve, stick to that. Do not, because it's something about the blood thinner, like, because, you know, those type of medications are blood thinners. And I don't really know necessarily why, I guess, for, like, clotting and stuff, but that's for, like, a major reason. So, no, do not take any Motrin and stuff like that. But stick it out. I had to remind myself, because it scared the hell out of me, too. I had to remind myself that just because I'm coming to these meetings does not mean that I'm getting the surgery tomorrow. Okay. You know, I'm here taking in the information, still making my decision, even at the very end, if I change my mind, guess what? I've seen a nutritionist. I've learned how to eat healthy. I have the tools to totally revamp my life without the surgery if I wanted to, you know? Mm-hmm. So don't run away. Still go. And even if you're in, you know, the program, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be approved for the surgery. They have to send your file to the board. They make the decision, whatever the case may be. So still go and just get all the information.
And that's another thing I was saying that I should still do, like, because at least that way I'm still talking to the nutritionist and I can get on, like, a good diet and things of that nature. Because, you know, I'm not sure what may have led to your, you know, your weight gain. But I know for me, you know, my daughter was very unexpected. I wasn't necessarily taking necessary precautions for her not to come, but like my son, it was like, all right, girl, you know, you ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get pregnant. My daughter, it was kind of like, hold up, wait, huh? What you mean I'm pregnant? No, what? Right. And then, you know, so I had her, that kind of, you know, put a little pause in my plans real quick. And then a year later, it was so much like, tragedy kind of happened. Like, she had to have surgery, and she's not even a year old, or she's just a year old and she has to have surgery. And then I had death in the family, then I lost my job, but I also got married, all in the same year. It was like the year was so bipolar. And then after I lost my job, I began to really stress eat. Like, I was really eating my feelings. So whereas I didn't really lose all the weight from being pregnant in 2014, I'm bigger than I was after. I'm bigger than I was when I was pregnant with both of my kids now than I was pregnant. You get what I'm saying? So one of my fears is that I'll have this surgery, and just like you with the piece of chicken, it's like, okay, what am I going to do to cope? Because I eat my feelings.
Yeah.
So
that's
what,
true.
So it's kind of like, you know, what do you do then? Like, that's when you're doing these pre-meetings, you know, does that disqualify you? Because basically you got like a little condition, like psychological type thing going on.
Well, they ask you that, and they make you go see a therapist to see if you'll be able to, you know, adhere to the regulations. I mean, we all pretty much eat our feelings, you know, people who have who have gained weight, who are considered obese, like, you know, these things happen. We go through things, we stress eat, we emotionally eat, and things like that. So you'll learn. I used to stress eat and emotional eat as well. And then even now, like when I'm having a bad day, I'll immediately run to food. But then I'll realize that food doesn't even fill that void for me anymore. Like I'll just take a bite and then I'm like, I'm full, but I still feel how I feel. So you kind of learn how to, with your new self and your new body and your new stomach, you learn how to navigate through those things. Like for me now, instead of, because food doesn't do it for me anymore, I'll listen to music or I'll journal or I'll go for a walk. Like you, your life completely changes and you learn how to adjust. It's not going to be, once you, you know, eat something you're not supposed to, it's going to come back up. And after that, if you're like me and you hate throwing up, you'll be like, okay, I learned.
Got you. Because like, I don't want to do that again. I don't want to feel that again.
I don't want to do that again. I didn't eat chicken for a long time after that. Like, that was traumatic for me.
And see, I don't even fry up food in my house. Because so I tried, like, I'm trying, like, you know, if we don't eat the negative, you know, not negative food, but, you know, the greasy, you know, I try to stay with it, stay away from it. Because I do have, it's more so, you know, I'm only 32, and I'm on high blood pressure medicine. Like, girl. And then, you know, high blood pressure can lead to a stroke or heart disease or whatever. And it's like, I just, like, I don't want to stroke out and die and not be here for my kids. Like, that is my biggest fear. Like, it's like, girl, you have to get your health under control so you could be the best version of you for your, not only yourself, but your kids and your husband as well. So that's what I say to myself, right? So what is confidence for Miss TT Got VSG? So what was Terry B VSG, you know, before VSG? And then what's TT Got VSG confidence? Like compare and contrast.
Compare and contrast. I would say this is the major difference is this. When I was prior to VSG, I would carry around a facade of confidence. Like, I mean, of course, I thought, you know, and felt pretty and stuff, but I still had my insecurities. So I would carry around a facade of confidence. But now the difference is really feeling that way about myself, you know? Like, I would say, like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm the baddest bitch, or, you know, I'm a big Joan, but I'm, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, I'm still a bad bitch, I'm all of that. But that would just be me. It was a facade. It wasn't real, because behind closed doors, I was like sad and crying and not happy. And the difference now is that, hey, I do feel that way. And I'm also whole. And I've done the work. And I've healed from traumas that were causing me to stress eat, that caused me to become, you know, obese. So now confidence is not only because of, and I can't stress this enough, the physical is really just a bonus. With weight loss, it's the internal, it's the emotional, how I was, you know, had to be put in a place to heal from, you know, things that I was going through. So I guess the question is, what is confidence now for me after vertical sleeve gastrectomy? It's just all the things that I would trick myself into believing, I truly feel that way about myself now. I feel like I'm beautiful. I know what I bring to the table. I know I'm conscious of myself, of my emotions, and all of that. It really took me to lose weight to really, really start digging deep into myself.
And so, what is like, you know, typically when we're carrying around all this fat, you know, this heaviness, basically, it's essentially like a burden. And now that you've taken a piece of this burden away from you, like, what does that do for you as far as like energy, you know, like, are you more active now that you've had the surgery? Are
Yes, I
you?
have so much energy. I remember like when I lost my first 50, 60 pounds, I took the boys to Sky Zone, and normally I would take them to Sky. I would just sit down. Like, y'all go ahead. Y'all have y'all fun. I'll be right here on the bench. You know, I'll order your pizza in a minute. But I took them to Sky Zone, and we all jumped around, and I was not exhausted. And to them, that was so cool. They were like, "Mom, you're gonna jump with us?" And I'm like, "Yeah." You know, when we go out and we go out to the parks and stuff, I'll run around, I'll play with them. You know, running up the steps does not wind me like it used to. When I used to wake up in the morning, I used to be tired all day. And I was tired all day because of the type of foods that I was putting into my body, greasy foods, carbs, you know, lots and lots of sugar. So I would be tired all day. I have so much energy, and sometimes I'll say I'm tired when I'm not, but it's just like I'm conditioned to feel tired from before. I'll be like, "I'm so tired," and then I can correct myself. I'll be like, "No, you're not, T. You're not tired. Stop saying that." So I've definitely noticed a change in, like, you know, me being physical, walking around. Girl, my knees, girl. Before, my knees, I could not bend over. I could not squat. Like, my knees used to hurt so bad from carrying all that weight.
So now you're trying to say you got Megan knees?
Girl, I got mega knees. These
Girl.
knees are made out of
Okay.
titanium.
But all right. You bouncing. You bouncing on them knees now,
Yay.
girl.
Hello. Ah. Yes. That sounded like Megan, right? Ah.
It did. That's exactly it right
That is my
there. The
girl.
Megan
Ah.
ah.
Yes.
Yes, girl. I know that's right. Well, me girl, you know, let me get back on the line and call these the insurance people, 'cause I'm trying to have
Call
Megan
them,
knees too,
girl.
girl. 'Cause my knees, girl, I be tired all the time. I just be wanting to sleep. And you know, like you said something earlier. You were like, when you get out the shower, you just rush, you know, get your clothes on. That is me. That is where I'm at. I'm like, I really don't. So I'm in like this Facebook group, and sometimes they be like, post a selfie. And I'm like, I don't got no motherfucking selfies. I don't take pictures. Like, bitch, I ain't cute. I don't know the last time I've been cute and wanted to take a
Okay, you
selfie.
are cute. Let's start
Thank you,
there.
girl. Thank you, girl. You're supposed to say that, girl. You're supposed to say it because you
You
want to keep in
are
there with Key.
cute.
So you're supposed to
No,
tell
but you're
Key
cute.
she cute.
You
But
are cute.
for real, girl, when I be scrolling through my phone trying to find a selfie, I'm like, the last selfie probably is like 2015, 20, like I don't know, a decent selfie. Like I really don't have any pictures. Like I noticed this year when I went to go post my son's little birthday collage. I'm like, I don't have any, I barely have any recent pictures with him because I am not taking pictures. And this is coming from somebody who used to always be in front of somebody's camera, and now it's like I have no photos. Like birthday shout outs, we is using recycled photos this year because I ain't taking no pictures. So, you know, for me, I feel like if I was to be a candidate and get VSG, it would do a lot for me, you know, health wise, confidence wise, just, you know, being able to appreciate and love myself because I don't feel that. And, you know, I don't know if it's because, like, I don't think that you have to be skinny to be pretty. Like I don't equate skinniness with prettiness because I think like you, like I thought you, I was like, Terry is out here confident, okay? Because I would never, you would never see me in something like that. Sis is out here at the pool with the two piece on,
Oh,
like
yeah.
you're gonna get all of this, okay? And it's cute. And I'd be like, okay, oh girl, you better. So the last year for my birthday, I wore this like little two piece
I
thing.
remember you went on a cruise, right?
Yes, girl. I was like, I was so nervous. Like, I was like, oh my God, look, oh my God, oh my God. I know I be getting on people's nerves. I be getting on my own damn nerves, girl. You ever get
but
on
that's
your own
okay
damn
because
nerves?
even when I would do when even when I would be out there in those bikinis, you know, those, you know, swimsuits and wearing like things that were a bit risque, I would have that moment too. But I would just say, but you are, so you might as well just wear the shit.
Yeah. Basically. So
it is. Like you are who you are, you might as well wear it. And I would just force myself to wear it. Even if I didn't feel comfortable, even if I didn't, you know, feel good about it, I would just be like, okay, I'm still wearing it.
Yeah. And it's like it's like now looking back, you're saying stuff to yourself and you're trying to like give yourself the confidence, like, girl, you're fine. Like, beauty is not only what people see, it's also how you feel inside and what you possess on the inside. Mm-hmm. But it's like, just shopping. Shopping to me is a task. I don't even like shopping. I don't want to go to the store. I don't want to try your clothes on because you know what happens? You go in there, you put it on, and then shit don't fit, and then you're depressed. It's like, then you come home and you eat a pint of ice cream. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so hard, you know, trying to not get in your own way, basically, you know, because I feel like, so I don't anymore, but I did feel like surgery was the easy way out, but after you go to that initial intake meeting, it's like, shit, no, this not. Shit is scary, like,
yeah.
Like, I don't even know if I want to do this, like, there's, mm-hmm. you know, it's so many things that can happen afterwards, and, you know, people getting sick, and, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, you're almost a year and a half in, and you've only been sick twice, but that's not the story for everyone else, right. You know?
Yeah.
I remember I had a coworker, and this is back in, like, 2014, 2015, and she had the surgery, and she was at, you know, at lunchtime throwing up, and I'm like, oh my God, girl, you should have just ran on the treadmill, but when you actually take that time, when you actually take the time out your day to try to lose weight and then you're not losing the weight, like you said, mm-hmm. you step on the scales only 3 pounds, and it's like, damn, I did a lot. Like, I ain't eating no pasta this week.
I've been fucking starving.
Okay, I'm out here eating fucking jerky, mm-hmm. like trying not to eat no bread. I didn't walk 8 flights of stairs, mm-hmm. and I only lost 3 pounds. What? Three pounds? Then it's like, well, fuck it. God must want me to be fat. So, can I get a steak and cheese?
Hello.
Please. No mayo, though.
That's one thing that I do miss. I do miss steak and cheese.
So you can't eat steak and cheese no more?
I mean, the bread is just too much for me. I don't really do bread, one, because it's a carb, two, because it has no nutritional value, and because my stomach is so small and bread kind of expands, as soon as I take a bite of something with bread, I'm full immediately.
Oh, okay. So you gotta be mindful.
Yeah, but I've made me like steak and cheeses and put it over like a kale salad, but I miss the real deal, holy shit.
Yes. What about if you put it in the egg roll?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I might try it.
Look, TT got VSG and Kiki got recipes. Okay.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Let's do a link up. So let me ask you, how do you feel? Because in our conversation, I'm feeling like you're really, you know, feeling like you want to start your journey, whether it be, you know, eating healthy or whatever, or whether it be going through with the surgery. I love something that you said. What you said is that being small, being skinny does not equate to beauty, because it doesn't. You know, you're beautiful at any size. But you have, for me, I had to be real with myself about how I felt about myself. You know, because it don't matter what your man thinks. Your man can think you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I can think you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Your family can think you're the most beautiful woman in the world, right? But it all, what really, really matters is how you feel. So in our conversation, I feel like you've kind of been like teetering on whether you're going to have the surgery or what you want to do. So where are you at?
Yeah, so you know, I am nervous. Like, you know, I'm an anxious person as is, so mm-hmm. just adding this on, it's just like, okay, you know, we're going to fix it, but then it's like the nerves of, am I going to be okay afterwards? You know, what will my recovery look like? You know, it's, but at the same time, like I'm really leaning towards doing it. So everybody who I know who has done it if they listen to this, they're gonna be like, she was asking me these questions too. And I'm like, I want to hear from everybody, and I want you to be honest. Like, I need to know, like, what happened to you? Are you okay? Was you scared? You know, was it an accident? Did they accidentally leave a little balloon pump in you? You know, just whatever. Like, I just want to know all the good and the bad of it, you know? So I am really leaning towards doing it. What I did start doing was waking up on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. I go walking. I wake up at like 6:30 and I go walk the little trail, just so I can kind of get myself up. So I'm like just trying to like increase exercise, because like throughout the week, I don't know, depression is real, you know, especially with virtual learning, being home with your kids all the time. I don't want them to go outside and get corona. Like, you know, I'd be feeling like that person coughing, they got corona. So it's just like, now I'm scared to just do, like, because I really want that time to be for me, and I don't have that me time to just go walking or do whatever. Like, I had so many plans for this year, but, you know, COVID is really showing its ass. So so I do, you know, I am trying to do more exercise, like, but I also find myself making excuses for stuff too. Like, I could take the kids and we could all go walking. They could ride their scooter, they could do whatever, you know, they could do whatever. And I'm just like, oh no, we're just gonna sit in here. And it's like, no, I really do need to get out. Like, I really am depressed, you know, when it comes to the weight. Like, I've never been this heavy. So I've never been, like, I haven't been skinny since, like, fourth grade, you know, like a toothpick. I feel like my mom had moved us away, girl, and she started cooking for real. And I feel like that's the first time I ever had a pork chop was in the fourth grade, and I've been in love with pork chops ever since. However,
you eat a pork chop.
But, I have not had a pork chop in several years because my husband, he wanted to give up beef and pork. So I kind of gave up beef and pork. But not too much, because I still sometimes have bacon and sausage. Turkey bacon just don't cut it. I mean,
it really doesn't.
It really doesn't. Being honest. People, like, just for real, be real with yourself. Like, you know,
right?
Just stop. Just but I did, it all together. You know, just like really, like if you want a burger, nobody really wants a turkey burger. Like, if so, you have to make sure it's seasoned for the gods. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got to sprinkle every little bit of spice in there, give it some flavor, and add butter.
Once you trained your taste buds, it makes a difference. Like, my surgeon, it was the thing that she said about you wanted to know if people are scared. I was scared as hell. Like, I was like, my biggest fear was dying on the surgery table. That was my biggest fear. And it's like, when you go through the program, like, it's a whole 6-month program. It took me longer because I was having difficulty trying to get off and stuff like that. So it took me about a year. But when I got to the point of I was done with the nutritionist, when I got to the point where they were sending me to the board, everything was like, everything went so fast. To the point where if I was even thinking about reneging, a bitch couldn't even renege, because everything just went so fast. They was calling me in my work. Yeah, your surgery date is gonna, like, I think I got approved on March 18th. And they were like, it was March 20th. Your surgery date is April 10th. I'm like, okay, hold on, wait, what? You know, so I told my surgeon, he was like, well, what's your biggest fear? I was like, my biggest fear is that I'm gonna die on the table. And shout out, if you have Kaiser Permanente, choose Dr. I'm not gonna tell you who to choose, but my surgeon was Dr. Prashar. And first of all, he's fine as hell. Second of all, he has a great bedside manner. Like, he's so real and down to earth. So he asked me what my biggest fear was, and he was just like, okay, so when you get in the car, what's the first thing that you do? I'm like, I put on my seatbelt. And he was like, yeah, you put on your seatbelt, and before you drive off, what do you do? I'm like, I check my mirrors. You know, before I get in the car, I walk around, make sure my tires aren't flat. Like, you do all this preventative stuff before you start driving to make sure that you're safe. And he was like, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months. I've been, you know, having you get these blood works done. I've been testing you. I've been doing all of this to make sure that you can withstand this surgery. If I didn't think that you were going to be okay, then you wouldn't be sitting across from me. I'm going to make sure that you're okay. I got you. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel, you know, better. And he was very like, when I got to the hospital, he was like, I'm not wheeling you. I'm not wheeling your ass into the surgery room. So get up and walk. So I got up, I walked, and then I laid down on the surgery table. Now this whole time, I'm like, damn, y'all don't put a bitch to sleep before you start stripping off her clothes and like, and tape and tying me down to the surgery table. Girl, I was on this little ass stretcher. I'm like, what about my boobs? They're going to be... They're gonna be all over the place, and the nurse was like, "Oh, girl, we got you. We gonna take them things up. You know, you're fine." So I'm like, "Wow, I'm really going through all this right before they put me to sleep." So Dr. Dr. Bashar is like, "Is there anything that you want to hear?" And you know me, like most people probably been like, you know, put on some gospel music. I was like, "Can you please play City Girl?" Act up. All I need.
What you play?
Yes.
Why did I say
it? He was like, "What's the song?" I was like, "City Girls." Act up. 2 seconds later, all I heard was "Real Ass Bitch." Give a fuck about a nigga. I was. That's the last thing I heard. Next thing I know, Next thing I know, I was waking up from surgery.
What is recovery time like? Like, how long are you in the hospital? You know, how long before you can return to work? Like, you know, how long can you, before you can, you know, show you got Megan?
So I don't even think, I didn't even do 24 hours in the hospital. I didn't even have my surgery at a hospital. I had it at the Kaiser Largo facility. Dr. Bashar, after he ran all the tests, he was like, you know, you're healthy, you know, so I don't feel like you need to be at a hospital. I can do this at an outpatient surgery center. So I was like, okay. When I woke up, people ask about pain. When I woke up, that was the only pain that I felt. When I woke up, I felt like, yes, I had been ran over a Mack truck. I felt like I got ran the fuck over. And after that, initially, though, I was fine. They don't allow you to lay down. Right after surgery, they're like, no, there is no bed. You're going to be sitting in a recliner because they fill your stomach up with gas so they can maneuver the little tongue thing that they use to do the surgery. Mm-hmm. So the whole time that you're recovering, the goal is to release that gas because that's the most painful thing. Your stomach is full of gas, so they want you up walking so you can pass gas and stuff like that. So I barely slept. They was waking me up every 2 hours to walk around the goddamn hospital. And I was, like, popping off. Like, my poor nurse, bless her heart. I think her name was Grace. Grace, if this ever gets to you, girl, you did your job. Thank you so much. Because I was, like, I was definitely being, like, a total bitch. Like, what do you mean I can't sleep? I just had, like, a major surgery. So that's recovery. So that wasn't even 24 hours. Mm-hmm. My doctor gave me 6 weeks off of work, but I only took 3, you know, because I didn't have all that leave. And I'm, like, I need a check. So...
Mm-hmm.
I took 3 weeks off, and that was sufficient enough for me. My doctor did not want me to go back until I started eating solid foods because he was like, I don't want you to, you know, you never know how your body's going to react because you really are reintroducing yourself to different foods. And after you have your surgery, remember I told you, you're on a liquid diet before, you're on a liquid diet 2 weeks after, and then they introduce you to like soft foods, like mashed potatoes, purees, things like that. But I was up and walking a week after surgery. I was walking around and doing all of that.
And the crazy thing is, I feel like most people that I know didn't take like all that time off either. So, you know, first of all, that makes me sad because it's like, damn, we live in a society where we can't just have 6 weeks off, you know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother episode, but you know.
And mamas, like, you know, we live in a society, I can't even pass 6 weeks off to, you know, make sure that I'm healthy and okay and all of that. Like, no, I had to go back to work. I was like, this, I can't not work. So.
Yeah, I most definitely would be trying to push for a telework, like, you know what I'm saying? I need to stay home, you know, be close to my bed if I need to lay down, recuperate or something.
All of that.
You know, I most definitely would be trying to get that out of there. But, you know, now that we have COVID, I feel like a lot of jobs see that people can do their jobs successfully from home. Mm-hmm. So that may make some changes in life or whatever. But, so you know, you were, you said, I feel like you said you was 330 before the surgery. So how much are you, where are you at now for almost 14
I
months
weigh
later?
196. Yeah.
Bitch, I ain't seen 190 since like
I ain't never seen one in
motherfucking
anything. I don't even
2005.
remember the last time I was in the 100s, if I'm being 100% honest.
Girl.
So, yeah, I'm 196, and that's that. Girl, it's so much with weight loss. Like, sometimes I look at myself, like, when people see me, you know, my friend, my little boo, or whatever, he'll be like, oh, look, you know, you're so small. Or, and I'm like, really? You think so? Because it's like you don't, because we see ourselves every day, right? So our eyes are broken to ourselves. And sometimes I don't see it. Sometimes I go to the store and I'll go, like yesterday I went into Ross. I'm like, why am I in misses? But it's just like I'm so used to it. I know that I wear a size 10 in jeans, but I'm so hesitant when I go to grab. I'm like, oh, I may not be able to fit this. I'm probably just look small. But it's like you are that small. And it's a
Damn,
total, it's a
girl.
mind fuck, to be honest.
You look good though. Like you do look good. I'm like, damn. And then 190, that was me in high school. Like I'm like, can I go back to high school weight? Am I gonna look crazy losing that much weight? I just wanna be
Yeah,
comfortable. You get what
of
I'm
course.
saying? I wanna still be able to shop at my favorite stores that I used to shop at pre-pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? Like now I what about your breasts? Did your breasts change
Okay,
sizes?
so
'Cause I wanna lose titties too. I don't want them.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. My breasts have definitely plummeted. If I will say, it's kind of like they've deflated. My boobs are still big to me, but they don't have as much volume. Like I have a chest now. Before I didn't have a chest. It was just straight cleavage and titties. You know, now it's like I have an actual chest, which is like awesome to me, because now everything, you know, when you have big boobs and they're like, you know, fatty, and they have a lot of volume, everything that you wear is like, so damn bitch, you just want to show us your titties, you know? And now it's kind of like, oh, it's not as they basically they've just deflated, girl. It is what it is. Now I will tell you, I do plan on having some plastics at some point. They call them plastics. That's what we call in the weight loss surgery community. Like, I do plan on having a tummy tuck, and it is what it is. I didn't come this far to still
So,
be like tiptoeing around certain things, you know?
Yeah, because that's why I'm like, what happens to all that excess skin? Like, you look good with your clothes on, but it's like, well, what do you look like without your clothes? Because ultimately you're losing the weight, but you're not losing that skin. So how does that, like, so that's something you're gonna have to pay out of your
Well,
pocket,
it depends. If you
right?
document your issues, or you know, you gotta fake it till you make it. So pinch yourself, pinch yourself.
Don't tell too
Oh
much, honey. Don't tell too much
okay.
because we
That's
don't want the
yeah, we
people
don't
to
want the people
know.
to
Okay.
know, but
You text me that.
I'll
Text me
text
that
you
part.
that.
Text
But
me
your insurance will cover
that
it if you have proof that you're having issues, because you know, like skin issues. As far as loose skin, right now for me, because I haven't met my goal, like I wanna be 170, 180. So my loose skin is really my arms. Like when I lift my arms up, I do have
That Monique. I call that the
yeah,
Monique.
them I definitely have the Monique. They flap and everything. So that's an you know, I won't say it's an issue for me. To me, it really doesn't bother me, because it's just an indicator of my growth and an indicator of the weight that I've lost. So it really doesn't bother me. I mean, my stomach, I'm so pleased with my stomach now because of how it used to look before. So that doesn't bother me. But yeah, definitely. But still, a tummy tuck is going to be in order, because I want my stomach to be like washboard flesh. I didn't come this far to not be on the beach in a slinky bikini,
Oh, giving
giving
Baywatch
Baywatch
vibes.
vibes.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's because I'm like, that's most definitely one thing that I know I would want. I would want to get like a boob job, like get them lifted. You know
Most
what I'm
people
saying?
do.
Perky. Like, I'm tired of these cities, girl. I want to be able to go back to Victoria's Secret and get their bras. I ain't been able to wear a Victoria's Secret bra since Never, but
girl, you can love
since forever ago. Or give me some smaller Savage Fenty, because you know I'm supporting Black people. So.
I feel you on that. Yeah, Savage Fenty is definitely she definitely has a great line, and you can feel sexy at any size, as you should.
Yes, and I'm really thankful that she's catering to not just one demographic, you know.
And the stuff does look completely different. You know how stuff looks different for a larger size.
It's like, this is grandma.
Exactly.
Right. They give you this damn lace shit looking all. You only get three colors, black, tan, and white, you know. Right now, I got on a cute little multicolored Savage Fenty bra, make me feel real young and youthful. I'm like, yes, Rihanna. Okay.
Okay, hubby, when he comes
making
home.
Me feel good. Yes, with this motherfucking G, this G cup. Okay. I just want to be like a double D or something. I think that's cute. I think that's a nice little cute
size.
I want to
be a C-cup.
Like, I don't want to do too much now because I don't got no ass. See, you got a little booty or something. I don't have no butt, so. I ain't trying to make, and then I will have surgery. If I have the surgery, I'm really not going to have no ass. I'm just going to just
you are like, so
like
crazy.
That. Look like SpongeBob. Look like SpongeBob.
Not the sound effect.
So I gotta have something, yeah, girl. You know, because I don't know how to work the app good, so I can add this sound effect. So I gotta make my own. Well, girl, what if you could give someone who, like me, maybe, you know, nervous about doing the surgery, you know, pros and cons, like, what's some key advice you may give someone?
The only advice I can give you is to do that shit. Do it. If you're
do that shit, sis.
Because if you're thinking about it, then that means that somewhere along the line, you're struggling. You're struggling with your self-image. You're struggling with your self-worth. You're struggling with your health. Somewhere along the line, you're struggling. The only advice that I can give you is to do that shit. Start. Just start. You don't got to have all the tools thought where you are today. VSG is probably one of the best things that has happened to me. It really brought out the warrior in me. Because you know, girl, I went through, not only did I lose weight, I went through changes. Leaving a toxic relationship that wasn't for me, you know, where I wasn't thriving, where I wasn't being poured into, where I was constantly being tugged and everything was being sucked out of me. So my life completely changed, and I have weight loss to thank for that, because when I started to lose weight, I really started to realize my worth.
You got niggas out here saying, like, she lose a little bit of weight. Did she change? You got niggas feeling like that? Uh-oh.
And that's okay. Because in life, regardless if you're losing weight, I don't care what it is. You're supposed to evolve, right? If you're not changing and evolving, then what are you really doing? So, and in relationships, I mean, you know, you're married. In relationships, you're not the same woman that your husband met in high school.
I'm really
you know what I'm saying? You're not the same woman that from 6 months ago. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about mentally, how we change.
Mm-hmm.
So in a relationship, you should be evolving. And it's like, hi, hey, I'm here. This is who I am today. I need you to accept this woman that I'm showing up as today.
Okay, look, let me say I'm going to lose some weight. My knee is going to get Megan stressed. I'm going to be out here doing the squats, probably get myself a little cup. Then I'm going to be down in the valley where the girls get naked. You know what I'm saying?
Crickoletta. Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Girl.
I already know. That's why God didn't give me no butt. If he gave me a butt, girl, I'd be out here.
I think that's why God sent the Rona, because I was like right in the peak of my glow up. Like I knew, I was like, hot girl, it's going to be a hot girl summer. I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be, you know, just living my life. No, the Rona came.
He needed it. He had to humble you. He was about to do too much. He was about to show out.
But he humbled me with something better than I could ever imagine. So I'm grateful.
And that's really good. So, you know, knowing that the before VSG Terry, and then now it's getting to see the glow up version of Terry, where, you know, confidence is just on 1,000, not just because of your physical, but just your inside, your inner being, you know, being able to rid yourself of things that were not worth you entertaining. Like, that takes a lot, you know what I'm saying? So now, and you cut your hair, sis. You know, when a woman cuts her hair, you know, it's over. It's boom, she done cut all the dead, all that trash. She took the trash out, cut the hair. I know that feeling, girl. That's like,
I needed all that negative, because I did everything else. I moved, I got new furniture, I changed my number, I did everything else. But that energy, you know, hair is, it's been around for a long time. I'm like, this energy has to go too.
I know, that's like, girl, you out here. So, and then I'm like, shh. Now, you know, you probably never would have cut your hair that short before VSG. Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can see your cheekbones and all of that. You know, neck is popping.
That was one of the main... I knew that I was going to cut my hair. Now, when I had... I had short hair before, but maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But I knew that when I got to a certain weight, I was going to cut my hair. I was like, when I first started losing weight, that was the first thing that was prominent in my weight loss, my face and my neck. And I was like, wow, I want to show this off. I don't want to have...
Because I'm like, how do you lose weight in your face without surgery? Because I'd be over here, girl, you should see me. This probably really should have been a video episode.
Girl, that would have been hilarious.
I was about to show you, girl. I'd be over here like making fish faces, trying to...
I mean, listen, you know, let the expert say it. I'm pretty sure there is a facial workout that you can do to contour and slim your face out.
But who got time for that? Let me go to kp.org right now.
Send your message. You know,
Dr. Bashar.
You got to send a message to your primary. They'll get you in the program.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to get probably reintroduced into the program, because, you know, I went to the one meeting and then I was scared. I called my husband. I was like, I'm so scared. They said, you can't chew gum, babe. And they said, you can't drink out of a straw. And my same exact thoughts was like, well, how am I drink when I go to the restaurant? Yeah. Who puts their mouth on
who
the
Who does
head?
That? Even before Rona, who does that?
I'd be walking around with my own little tumbler, pouring the drink into my own cup. Like, I don't want that.
Don't let that scare you. But you'll be able to tweak it. I'm telling you, I do it every day. They say you can't drink, girl. I drink. I drink. And the reason why they tell you not to is because of what we spoke about before, how you said that, you know, you emotionally eat and things like that. And because food is no longer curbs that, people become alcoholics who have had the surgery, because now their vice is alcohol. So that's it's no health reason. That's the main reason why they try to deter you from drinking. But a glass of wine is my friend. So.
Yes. And I'm not even a heavy drinker like that anymore. Like I once was. Like, yeah, you get one little shot at me and I'm like, whew, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. Hold on, wait. I ain't grown. Let me sit down. Well, you know, was there anything else that you may want to let? Because I was going to end it with the little key advice, and then we just started back a whole other conversation. I feel like we could just go on and on and on, but I don't want to do that to the people.
So. I know, because we know they have anything. Go ahead.
Okay, girl.
But
go ahead, tell people your Instagram too.
Yeah, so come follow me at tt.vsg. I post about my weight loss. I post about self-care, because I am a self-care advocate, because for so long I ignored my needs. So I post about self-care. I post inspirational stuff. My life's work has always, I knew that my life's work was always going to be to inspire women, because we wear so many hats, and I just want every woman to feel beautiful, capable, and strong and resilient. So come on over to TT.VSG and follow me, and I follow back.
TT.VSG. And she be following back, and she got 10K followers.
I'm a follow.
Ooh, she about to get that blue
I follow
check.
back.
She about to be
I talk
verified.
to my followers. They be in my DMs. I be like, hey, girl, hey.
So anybody got questions, you just go ahead and holler at her.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Terry. I really appreciate you,
I'm
girl.
So happy that, number one, you, like I told you in the beginning, I'm happy that you started this podcast. I told you, when you would post on Facebook, I'd be like, girl, you need to start a talk show. Period. This is your calling. So I'm happy that you
thank
started
you,
this platform, and I'm so thankful that you even thought to invite me on. So I appreciate that.
Thank you, girl. Thank you so much. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to episode 13. And don't forget to follow my girl Terry at TT.VSG. Don't forget to follow me on the gram, Kicking It With Key. KICKINITWITKEE. There's also a group discussion page on Facebook. And if you need the link, go ahead and send me a DM. Until next time, y'all, be safe, stay 6 feet apart, and wear your damn mask.